Day, talking about his history. I'm going to touch on some of them. Obviously, there at the end, he said that Al-Quds Day is a day when people from around the world, Muslims and non-Muslims, come together to demonstrate their support for the oppressed in the world, especially for Palestinians who have been living under Israel's occupation for over 60 years now. Just some of the highlights. Israel, genocide, plunder, invasion, and betrayal were some of the adjectives he used. Talked about the Mavi Marmara incident, the plight of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Goal of Israel, he said, is a continuation of the colonization of Europe. Talked about the U.S. aid to Israel, $1.5 trillion, some estimates $1 million a day. He said Israel has been used as a lever for the West to extend itself, especially in the Middle East, causing division amongst Muslims. In terms of the direct talks, talked about that at length, but basically said, what are these representations? Questioning the validity of the parties that were involved. And talked about 3 points, the U.S. election, the midterm elections, he said, are coming up, which explains why the U.S. is trying to hype this up. Also talked about Iraq and how the U.S. has said it's the end of combat operations there, questioning that. Interesting point he made was that these talks, supposed peace talks, gives Israel an opportunity to reorganize. And within that context, the third point, reason for attacking another country, he cited for these talks, may come out of that. And talked about how in the past 60 years Palestinians have suffered. And also interesting, he said for the United States that they have been the flag bearer of human rights. They've written the Human Rights Charter. Why don't they let Americans exercise their right to oppose Israel? These are just some of the highlights. We'll cover more in our news here. We're going to return back to our regular programming. Thanks for watching.